And now it's time to chain fire freedom with Clover Tack Talk. Here's your host, Chris Dover.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Clover Tack Talk. Today we're going to be talking about smaller gun channels on YouTube. Some of the small guys out there as far as websites and content you can watch, that sort of thing. So if you're able to, then definitely kick open that YouTube browser and you can kind of follow along with us. But first, let's do a little bit of house cleaning. Tell you about clovertack.com, and there on clovertack.com you can check out our blogs there, the Clovertack Thought blog. They can also help support our endeavors by shopping one of the many affiliates, sponsors, or advertisers there. And odds are you probably shop with those already, so why not shop those through clovertack.com and help support what we do here. And if you need to get a hold of us, then that's probably the best way to do that. You can find all of our social media links, links to our YouTube videos, links to more podcasts, that sort of thing. So let's kind of jump right on into it. And I've been going through lately, primarily YouTube, and looking for other smaller gun channels like mine. And Clovertack, the Clovertack YouTube channel there, we're pushing right at 600 subs, which is pretty awesome. Our engagement rate is up there, and got a fairly large view to sub ratio. And also, we if you remember from podcast maybe a few months ago, we were talking about East Texas Outdoor Network, and that is a Texas-based outdoor social media platform that we here at Clovertack help administrate. Works a lot like Facebook, so we invite you, always invite you to check us out. But anyway, was on just looking for other things, and ran across something that I was unaware of, and you guys may be aware of this, is a website, gunchannels.com. Now, it is a pretty cool website, like East Texas Outdoor Network. It is privately ran, just by a handful of gun enthusiasts there. So, like anything that's handled, you know, on a low-key, small basis like that, they do experience some issues every now and then in signing up. I know I had some issues, but they did get that taken care of, and they got me on there. And it's a little bit intimidating with the amount of content, but if you follow gun channels on YouTube, or if you are a gun channel on YouTube, then gunchannels.com is a cool little place to go and kind of get multiple sources right there, you know, all in one easy place without having to scour the depths of YouTube to find that. And hopefully we can get somebody with gun channels on either a podcast or a live stream soon and sort of talk about the intimate details of the website there and how it works. I'm still new, still trying to learn that particular platform. But that is a good good website to go visit, so I definitely recommend that. Again, that is gunchannels.com. So if you have your YouTube browser up, let's go through and let's just check out some of the different channels that I have found that I've started following, just to kind of see what they do. And these aren't necessarily, or I should say they aren't strictly gun channels. Several of them are, you know, outdoor related in general. And there's nothing wrong with that. Most of us that are into firearms are into the outdoors. So Now, I haven't included any big names on this list for this particular podcast episode. We're talking about smaller channels. I will give you the sub count as of today, as of the release date of this podcast, on each of these channels as we go through, and you'll see that I think all of them are well under, you know, a couple of thousand subs. So the first one I want to talk about, since we were talking about, is I've lost my train of thought. The first one we want to talk about, since we were talking about gunchannels.com, is ran by those guys over there, and that I've mentioned it before, I think, on a live stream, and that is Daily Gun Show. And they've got live streams daily during the week, and they do sections. It's a multi-topic, and they usually have multiple hosts, and they break that up into sections, and it's pretty neat. Depending on the topic, to sit in on those. And Daily Gun Show, that particular channel as of right now has about 407 subs. So let me scroll down my list here. Hopefully I don't have to go too terribly far to find another one. The second one that I have followed a little bit here, and I've also mentioned this one before, is Guns Explained. And I think I told you guys about this one. It's a pretty well-produced channel, and they go over a lot of really, really basic, really rudimentary content. So especially for the new firearm owners out there, I think that this would be a channel that you might be interested in supporting. I think they've definitely got a lot of room to grow, and as more and more people jump on to the firearm community bandwagon, I think they'll just get more popular. And as of right now, they've got about 225 subs or so. So definitely go show them some love. They deserve it for the work that they put into that. The next channel we're going to talk about is Mr. It's going to be spelt with an MR. Mr. Mike's Gun Rack. And this particular channel has got all types of firearm-related content. For the most part, tactical-type stuff. And it's one of the bigger ones that that I'll be sharing with you today. Again, that's Mr. Mike's Gun Rack. And they're sitting at about 1,933 subs right now. So, yeah, by far, that's going to be the biggest one we'll talk about today. Next on my list is a really amateur channel. Deals probably more with archery than anything. There is quite a bit of firearm stuff there as well. And that's going to be RC9 Outdoors. It's RC the number 9 Outdoors is the name of that channel. And they're sitting at about 229 subs. And I notice here while I'm going through, I don't have my notification set for RC9 Outdoors. So I'm going to do that right quick. But yeah, that's 229 subs is where they're sitting. So definitely go show them guys some love as well. Next is going to be a silencer manufacturer. And I've had the opportunity to meet the owner of this company. And this is AI Silencers. And the A and the I does have a period behind them. That's AI Silencers. And that stands for Innovative Arms. And this is their channel. I'm just going to look real quick here and see. They don't post very often at all. Of course, they haven't really built any new products in a while, and I'm sure that's probably what they use it for. But AI Silencers, they've got 782 subs on their channel. The next one on our list is Redneck Gunworks. And Redneck Gunworks, it's been a few months since they have they've posted. They've done quite a bit of firearm stuff in the past, and they've moved into some very nice custom knives. So, and with all of these channels, you're not going to be guaranteed a whole lot of content to watch. But if you've got multiple small channels that you follow, then it can kind of make up for that. Whereas those big channels a lot of times may have hundreds of videos for you to watch. The smaller ones may not have that many. They may have a dozen or two at most. And if you could jump back and forth from you know, in between, let's say, two or three of the smaller channels, and still get some watch time out of it. But Redneck Gunworks here, they're sitting at about 70 subs. I know these guys personally. In fact, we're going to have them on the podcast here, hopefully before too long. We're working on getting the scheduling for that down. Now, the next one is a friend of mine. Have known them for quite some time. They're another one that is one of the larger sub counts that we're going to talk about, and that's Never Never Safari. And Never Never Safari currently has 1,019 subs on their channel. So, and they do all types of firearm fishing, outdoor stuff. It's mostly, I think, firearm related, but they do throw some fishing and hunting stuff in there occasionally. And my browser is acting weird while I'm trying to scroll down and do stuff here. So bear with me while I get my browser situated. Plus, I've got to go through these channels. And some of these channels are big channels, and I keep thinking they're not, but they actually are. The next channel that we'll talk about is Redbird Outdoors, and that is going to be a hunting and primarily a hunting and archery channel. Redbird Outdoors is a local archery shop here in Texas, and they do primarily hunting, I guess they do a little bit of a religious, inspirational type tone to the content there too. And they really need some love. They don't push their channel a whole lot. They're sitting at about 8 subs there at Redbird Outdoors. So definitely, if you have a chance, get by there and show them a little bit of love as well. As we go on down the list here, next one we're going to look at is another one that is a kind of a multi-genre, multi-category channel. It is mostly outdoor related. They do some firearm stuff. They do some fishing. They do some kayaking, that sort of thing. And that channel is Cam Cam, and that is spelt with two M's on each of the cams. So that's C-A-M-M, C-A-M-M. And they're sitting at about 391 subs. So, you know, they're a small channel. Next on our list is one that I've watched for some time now, and they've got some really good, really informative content. The videos are not that long. A lot of testing and review type videos. A lot of stuff having to do particularly with reloading. And that is Elfsters Rifles and Reloading. This is going to be another one that is one of the bigger channels we're talking about today. And Elfsters is just the way it sounds. E-L-F, like elf. S-T-E-R, apostrophe S, Elfsters Rifles and Reloading. And they're sitting at about 1,696 subs. That is a pretty good channel there that that Elfsters has. And then we talked about GunChannels.com, and actually GunChannels does have their own YouTube that they feed stuff through. Some of their daily shows, weekly shows. It's mostly live stream upload. And it is a variety of topics for sure. And that is, name of that channel is Gun Channels. And they're sitting at about 908 subs there on Gun Channels. They don't do a lot. It seems most of it is handled by the Daily Show channel that I mentioned earlier. And lastly is a small channel that I run across the other day. Name of this channel is Hunt Simple. And it's primarily hunting, and it's you know, elk hunting, fairly large game type hunting, but they do have tutorials on, you know, zeroing a rifle and little reviews and things of that nature going on too. A little bit of archery every now and then on there. And they're on Hunt Simple. They're sitting at about 54 or so subs. So, you know, they definitely need a little bit of love and support over there. So, if you get a chance, check those out, as well as some of the other channels that that we've talked about today. Now, something else I want to mention before I leave you guys today is that in getting out there and looking for some of these smaller channels, I sort of noticed something, and it kind of works like when I approach businesses about doing a podcast or a live stream or video or something for them. I make the contact and offer to help, and hey, let's get together, and you know, it's beneficial because it gives me content here. It gives them a little bit of a push or some advertising. It gives you guys some information that you didn't have otherwise. A lot of you wouldn't know about many of these channels if we didn't mention them here on the podcast today. So it's a win-win-win situation for everybody. And I'm astonished at the amount of these small channels that don't jump at the opportunity to network more and talk with other like-minded small gun channels and sort of build that coalition of support. So that's one of the reasons also I wanted to do this podcast today, was to throw it out there, get these guys tagged, get the links to their channels put in the show notes for the podcast here, and just kind of give them an idea of some of the things that we can do for each other to sort of help each other out and get our message out and get our content out to more of the firearm enthusiasts and outdoorsmen that are around the world, not just in the U.S., but I actually have some viewers on my channel from other countries. Now, they can't own firearms, a lot of them, but they are interested in firearms and outdoors in general. So, with that said, that will do it for the podcast today. I surely do appreciate all you guys that have stuck with us and listened to all of these channels. Again, I'll have as many of the channel links as I can possibly cram into the show notes. I'm going to try to do that, and may turn around and create a blog post over there on CloverTech Thoughts with these different channels listed in there as well. That may be something that's a little easier for you to get to, which reminds me to remind you once again about CloverTech.com. A lot of content, a lot of things you can get to that we're doing from that website. So, again, guys, appreciate you joining us. Until next time, you guys stay safe. Bye.